Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I got a little subject that anybody who has come to Thailand can relate to, and that is the subject of Thai taxis. And the reason I'm bringing this up is not because I've had a bad experience or anything like that. I've had terrible experiences with the taxi drivers. No. The reason is because a couple of days ago, the Department of Land Transport said it has received over 10,000 complaints in the last 5 months, from October of last year until the end of February. And basically it says that more than 4,000 drivers turned down passengers, while about 1,200 were for reckless driving, 1,100 were for the driver's failure to deliver passengers to agreed destinations, and around 900 for not using the meters. Now, I think this is a step in the right direction. Out of the 10,000, 9,900 taxi drivers were fined 1,000 baht each, while the rest of the cases are under investigation. Most complaints focused on drivers who point blank refuse to take passengers to their destination. If you have a complaint and you want to register it with the Department of Land Transport, you simply call 1584. And I'll tell you, there's been a number of times when I've been turned down. And I said to the people, why are you turning me down? Why won't you take me? No, meow, by my tongue. In other words, no, I cannot go. And a lot of times they'll say, oh, my shift is ending. Well, but the thing is that on the front of their taxi, it says they're available. The red light is on. It says they're available. Now, a couple of times I have taken down or photographed their license plate and the number, so that I could call into the land transport department. I have never done it, though. And then the other day, I'm standing in front of my house, and a guy drives by with a passenger. He turns around after he drops his passenger off. He drives up to us, and the first thing he did was open the door. Where are you going? And I said, well, I need to go over to the hospital. And he said, no, I won't go. I said, why not? It's right down the street. I said, please, can you give me a ride? No, I don't want to go there. I said, okay, fine. So I happened to have my camera with me, and I took the photograph of his taxi number. And then my kid actually reminded me. He said, this time are you going to call in? And I said, okay, I will. So I called in and filed a complaint. And now, this was a couple days ago, now they sent me an SMS that said they would respond within 7 days of my complaint and let me know what happened. So I'm waiting for that to happen. I hope at least they find the guy or something, because here's the thing. If your taxi shows that you're available, I don't think you should have the right to pick and choose who you take and where you go. That's not the way that it works. And the thing is that being a taxi driver, although maybe in some people's eyes it's a shitty job, people rely on these taxis. And, excuse me, when it's raining and you're standing out in the road and somebody says, no, I don't want to take you, that's unacceptable. And when you have tourists who all they want to do is they just want to go where they want to go. They don't want to have to deal with some asshole who's going, oh, no, give me 500 baht. It's like, wait a minute, it cost me 70 baht the last time I went to this place. Take me there, turn the meter on. No, might buy, I'm not going to go. Well, then you know what? If you don't want to be a taxi driver, then fucking find another job. It's that simple. Now, after I filed this complaint, I was thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, more and more this is happening, to where guys just go, oh, no, I don't want to go, and and then this guy picked me up yesterday, And he was the nicest, friendliest guy. He knew how much to talk. He knew how much not to talk. The guy was a complete gentleman. And I thought to myself, you know, it's really tough on taxi drivers because there are some good taxi drivers out there. The problem is, just like anything else, one bad apple can ruin it for the lot. And I don't think that you've got one bad apple in this case. I think there's a lot of bad apples. And frankly, what I always say, and I know this may sound a bit harsh, but when you get a guy who's used to driving his Buffalo on the farm, and all of a sudden he says, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to have money. I need money. We got to support our family. We got to do this. I'm going to Bangkok and driving a taxi. And the guy, you know, he's driven in the village and that's about it. And then you throw him behind a taxi and you tell he's got to go here and go there and he's got to be polite and he's got to do this. He's got to do that. They don't have the social skills and they don't also have the driving skills many of the time to be able to be what most people would consider an efficient, polite taxi driver. Again, I will say this. Not all taxi drivers are bad. I've been in with some that were complete gentlemen. They were a joy to take my trip with. And then there's many times when, you know, listen, I don't want to talk to them. I put my headphones on. I say, please take me to this place. Please go this route. You take a left at this street, and then you take a right, and then that's it. Okay. I put my headphones on. I listen to my music. I listen to a podcast, whatever. And then that's the end of that. That's how I like to do things. But I think in the future, these complaints will pay off, at least I hope, and more of the taxi drivers will start to see that if they break the law, and it is a law that you need to pick a passenger up, if you break the law, it's going to cost you in your pocket, and you better start picking people up. At least that's what I would hope they would think. But hey, nothing's guaranteed. So anyway, until next time, that's all I got. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke me, that jerk and mine.